Hi, you are listening to Bullying Explained, where we discuss and share with you research-based advice with professionals and real-life stories about bullying. Change can only happen if we tackle the roots of the subject while educating ourselves and those around us. Hi, Saif. How are you?
Hi, Zara. How are you doing?
I'm great.
I'm good. Alhamdulillah. Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yes.
Thank you.
Happy to hear.
You do PR and you're a content creator and you also host a podcast. And above all, you're a student, right?
Yes. Yeah. That's what I do, basically. But let's back up a little bit and I want to give you a little bit of context of like where I come from.
Please.
In my childhood, I didn't have a lot of friends and it was never my thing. I always like had my computer, you know, I always like played video games. I wasn't very athletic. I was very thin, actually, and for some reason it was fun for the people like at my age throughout grade three, maybe until I was even when I was in high school, I had people bully me physically. It was very traumatizing because I really didn't understand why that was happening. It was just bad. You know, it was just bad.
Of course,
like it would happen every day at some point. Yes. Especially in high school, it would happen every day. I never really had anyone teach me about like martial arts or teach me like that there is the concept of defending yourself. It was never there. My dad wasn't really around a lot when I was younger, so I never really had that kind of person to talk to about this. At the same time, I really deeply believe that was my fault because it was very traumatizing. I had people look at me. People my age look at me and say, I don't know what it's about, Saif. Just looking at you makes me feel like I want to punch you in the face. And it was a joke back then to them, but it was really traumatizing. And I think that I had my rock bottom moments very early in life, earlier than a lot of people. And when somebody like mentions bullying or rock bottom moment, I really remember a certain situation when I was just going out of school. I think I was 14, 15. And then these bunch of dudes, like they were like eight guys or something. I never met them before. And then one of them calls me like, Ta'ala, I want to tell you something. I'm like, okay. And then out of freaking nowhere, he starts punching me in the face and the other guy's holding me. And then they're all like pinning me to the ground. And like they're all like kicking me and pulling me. And it's just a joke, you know? And I see all these people looking at me from my school and outside my school. And they're all looking at me. They're all laughing. It really was something. I never really had anyone to talk to about this before, which was really traumatizing. And I think subconsciously it made me hate the school system, you know?
Of course.
Because like the teachers were not educated about like mental health, about how to deal with kids bullying each other, how to deal with kids fighting. Nobody cared. Nobody even tried. No teacher came up to me and tried to ask me like, are you feeling good about this or anything? And it was only later in life when I started to like realize how much of an impact that had on me personally, straying away to area, I'm actually grateful it happened. Very honestly, I need to be completely honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm really grateful it happened.
I just want to ask you because you said you felt
yes,
that it was
please.
Your fault. They made you feel as if they bullying you was absolutely your fault, right?
Yes, 100%.
You thinking that it's your problem and you're guilty for them bullying you is very, very negative. And I'm sure it has impacted you and your personality in so many ways. And it's a big scar, right?
You have no clue. You have no idea. Yes. Yeah. Which is something I struggled with until now. Like I struggled with self-love, basically, because I really believed it was my problem. I really struggled with self-love, which is something I'm still battling until now. Alhamdulillah, a lot much better than before. But at that point, I really didn't know what was wrong. So I always blamed it on myself, like, oh, maybe it's because you're skinny. Maybe it's because your teeth are big. Maybe it's like there was always like some reasons to why they might be doing this to you. And it was always something that I am doing wrong. You know what I mean? Something that
yeah,
I'm not.
Absolutely.
That I need to change within myself. And of course, for a guy, and I think you would understand that, it had a lot of trouble with like, with like very negative self-talk, like say if it's because you're not a man, it's because you're not really masculine, you know what I mean? Like you should be more masculine, you should be more of a man. And if you were more of a man, they wouldn't be treating you that way. Basically that was what I've been thinking about at that time.
So tell me
I really
more
didn't
about,
like school. I really hate.
Yeah, of course, I can imagine. Yeah, as a kid, you could absolutely hate
school.
Like,
you know, a lot of people are like, I hate school. A lot of people are like, I didn't like school. I'm like, no, I hated school.
Yeah, I can get that.
I really did.
Yeah, bullying. Bullying has a lot of repercussions from your early childhood, which completely makes sense. But I'm very interested to know, you said that teachers were not even paying attention to you being bullied, to you being facing so many people that are throwing hate towards you. How do you see this right now? How do you wish those teachers acted differently?
How I see it right now, actually, which is a lot of people know, I mean, a lot of people in my circle know that I'm kind of against the school system. But it's not because I'm against it. I think I hold a grudge 100% a little bit. But it's more like, I think that having a job around working with children is really important. And it requires a lot of awareness towards a lot of things. You know what I mean? It's not just about you teaching them math, for example, or you teaching them. You're actually contributing to them becoming a human being.
To their well-being,
and
of course.
I really think it's really important. So, like, my problem with the education system is that a lot of teachers, they don't really believe in what they do, or at least that's how I perceive it. You know, I'm not speaking for everyone. I'm speaking for the ones I've seen, you know what I mean? They don't believe in what they do. They don't really know the importance of what they're doing. So, yeah, basically, I've had teachers, not only did they not care or not even, like, be observant enough that something like this was happening every single day. But I'm not stressing this enough. That was happening to me every single day for at least a year in the break area in front of everyone. It wasn't like the kids were like getting me somewhere where people cannot see them. It was public. It was public. Everybody was seeing it. And everybody from my school, when I started talking about this on social media more and like talking
it's
more,
basically
like
public
voicing,
humiliation.
Using my voice more to talk about bullying. Yes, of course. I've had more people like text me and be like, "Oh, Saif, actually, I saw this was happening to you, and I'm sorry, I never actually."
Bystanders,
you know what I mean?
It
was something
of course.
That everybody knows.
Yeah, this is something also we're going to talk about.
So I'm like
bystanders.
And yeah, teachers. I really believe that being a teacher really requires you to at least have some awareness about around us, like how to deal with children. What does it mean when children are in conflict? What does it mean where they're fighting with each other? What does it mean? Is this something to like ignore, or is this something to look into? When to talk to the child, when not to? I really think that at least the intention of it might be a change. The intention of it, because
yeah.
I believe that that's what we're lacking. It's the intention, you know, the intention to
I
be empathetic,
yeah.
to be compassionate. We're lacking that.
I understand
yeah,
the part
and that's
where
that's basically what.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I completely agree that teachers and the school has a big, big impact on how does the child progress through their life. If a teacher talks to the parents and discusses that, hello, your kid is bullying other kids, or hi, your kid is being bullied. We need to figure out a way to cure this, to find a way for the kids to talk together. Not even kids, maybe even slightly older kids. Like it's not only 6, 7, and 8 graders, it's even 10 and 11 and 12 graders. So even high school, there's a lot of bullying in high school that continues later on to the workplace, to the home, to everywhere. And I think it's a vicious
100%.
Cycle. It is a vicious cycle. And
100%. And I really think it starts with accountability.
Yeah, of course. It starts with a lot of things. It starts with you. The bully needs to know that there is a certain level of respect the person, the kid has to have for the person in front of him. And I guess if you don't have that respect and understanding of how wrong this is that you're doing, you just grow into being a bully. And I don't blame bullies 100%. I blame the system around them because they were not taught differently.
100%. I don't blame bullies. I don't blame bullies, okay? Because I really don't believe that somebody would bully someone. Like, nobody's happy to bully someone, all right? Nobody is... No happy person who is healthy would actually bully someone, you know what I mean? So, I have all the empathy for them. Like, now that I look at it, I have empathy for the people who used to bully me because I know they're
outside of the box.
Exactly. I'm not sure what was happening with them, what was making them happy.
Because you're outside of the box and you're no longer hurt from this. So you can see it with a clear and neutral eye. But when you're being bullied, you can't see any of their like pain.
Yes, 100%. But I think it would have helped. Like if some adult came up to me back then and was like, and I don't know, maybe said the right words the right time and was like, "Saif, you know, the people who are bullying you, it's because they're sad, it's because they're unhappy, and it's because they're either scared of something, they're trying to prove something, they're trying to run away from something. I think that if I knew that back then, I would at least have more confidence to feel like, okay, so it's not really my fault. It's not
it would
really
have made a difference.
I'm doing wrong.
Yeah.
It's just, you know.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree
more.
Yeah,
I really think talking about stuff really helps it, all right? It's all about accountability in the end.
Talking about stuff does make a big difference. And this is basically a very big part of what this podcast is, because other than sharing the awareness and basically telling everyone, parents, teachers, young adults, and even adults, hey, bullying is everywhere. It happens every single day. Suicides are happening because of bullying, and people are going into the cycle of wanting to bully because they've been bullied. It does not stop. Teachers or parents also, they have a big role in this, to educate themselves, to help their children, to help the people around them, and to teach their children not to be bystanders, which is a very important thing. I see you witnessing bullying in front of you and not doing anything about it. Like, imagine those friends you're telling me that saw you. I'm sure it would have made, maybe, I mean, I'm saying maybe, it would have made a difference in their personalities, in your life, in the bully's life, if they came and said, this is not cool what you're doing.
I think it would have been much different. Yeah. I know what you mean, yes.
Now, since we've like discussed what happened, and we absolutely know that we can't change the past, but how have you, through your life, up till now basically, what have you done to work on the scars that were created through your childhood because of bullying? If someone would ask you, hey, I've been bullied and it's really scarring me and it's really taking a toll on me and I don't know what to do.
Being seen in a certain way, everybody is worried about how they look to other people. Everybody's worried about, people must see me successful, people must see me rich, people must see me happy. People must, like, it's all about what people see me. And I've already, at a very young age, experienced what it is like to be seen as a loser, be seen in a very position, not be seen, if actually that's, I think that's the word, not being heard or
not
seen.
Not being heard or seen, yeah.
Being completely alone, you know what I mean? And I really think that this is giving me strength now. It's like, you've already seen what it's like to be at rock bottom. So it's like, I'm not sure if I'm even using the right words at all, because this is a really big thing for me. This is a really big thing for me personally. It's something I'm really passionate about. And it has a lot of meaning to who I am right now.
Of course.
It's like, I'm not scared to try stuff anymore, you know what I mean? I'm not scared to do the things I feel is right. I'm not scared to stand up for what I believe in, because I'm not worried about people's opinion, you know what I mean? And I really think that people's deepest fears, like, if you would ask me what really helped me, it was being around people who made me comfortable to be myself 100%. That's how it started. It was being around different people and knowing that, okay, so the people who were with me in high school, that's not the whole universe. That's just a bunch of people with a certain mindset. And there are like other mindsets, you know what I mean?
There's so a whole world out there, yeah.
And the other thing that I started listening to, a different mindset of like, okay, so say if you've been through something very, very difficult, you have one of two options. You can keep feeling like a victim, which is something that, I mean, like the victim narrative is a big part of my childhood. It's a big part of my shadow, basically, my shadow work. When I work on myself, I know this victim narrative is a big part of who I am, or was at least. And the other option is like, you can be accountable and say, okay, that's my fault. Not my fault in a way that I'm feeling guilty or a way I'm like beating myself up, but my fault in like, okay, I'm the one who is responsible for who I let into my life. I'm the one who's responsible for setting my own boundaries for people who deal with me. I'm the one who's responsible for letting people know how I want to be treated and how I want them to talk to me. It doesn't even have anything to do with like fighting back or like, you know, going around like,
it's you working on your own self,
because
I'm realizing your worth and working, as you said, on not having the victim narrative and just growing out of it and becoming this empowered person who sets boundaries that decide who 100%. I'm not going to allow to hurt me at all.
100%. And you know, like what it makes me tap into, it's like empathy and kindness. I feel like I'm more empathetic, I'm kind. And these stuff, like, they made me feel like I'm weak in the past, because they're like, oh, guys shouldn't be like that. Guys shouldn't feel that. You're too kind. People are going to take advantage of you. Now I feel like my empathy and my kindness is my superpower. It's how people relate to me. It's how I'm able to help a lot of people now. By the way, for example, part of what I do on social media is that I talk a lot about mental health and like stuff, by sharing my truth. And I also help a lot of people find jobs, help a lot of people like have a more positive mindset on the way they see their lives. And I'm like, this is something I would never, I mean, like, I have people texting me, like, say, a video, for example, you did, or a post that you wrote, or something that you did. It really helped me with my life. It really helped me feel better when I was down. It really helped me get an interview, for example, when I was really desperate for a job.
That's
and I'm like, I would
Steve.
Have never been able to do that if I wasn't taught that my kindness and my empathy is actually a strength. It's not something bad. And people who go like, this is not how the world works, Safe. This is not how the world works. No, it actually is how the world works. It's like, and being kind and being empathetic, it really leads me to that. I'm like, who doesn't want to be happy?
That's beautiful, Safe.
I mean, hearing you, this is beautiful.
Right now. No, not at all. Honestly.
It's just something I really believe in.
Thank you for sharing what you said. It's absolutely beautiful. And being an empathetic person and a kind person, it takes a lot of strength and a lot of work on your own self. And once you do that, you view the world in a much, much, much more kinder
yes.
way.
If I would add something, Toro, because like I know someone is listening right now and they're like, oh, but I'm kind to people and like it's not getting me anywhere. I just want to say that the whole fine line is like having no expectations, okay? Like I'm trying to realize, why am I kind to people? Is it because I want to be kind, or is it because I'm waiting for them to appreciate me, or like I'm waiting for them to give me something in return? And I'm like, no, all I want is when I know how to fulfill my own needs, I know how to be there for myself, I know how to be kind for myself first, that's when I'm able to tap into being kind to other people and helping other people without having expectations
with
or
no
expecting something in return.
Yeah.
And that's when I'm never going to feel like I'm being used. You know what I mean? I'm never going to feel like I'm being used or I'm being like taken advantage of, because I don't want anything in return. If you take advantage of me, it's your loss. I didn't feel anything. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So I really think that's the fine line, basically.
It is a fine line. And if you're feeling used, then you should first tap into, what are you doing that's making you feel used? Like, I'm not like negating the fact that someone out there could be using someone else, but I'm just stating the fact what you just said, that you should tap into yourself, whether you're letting yourself be used in a sense of, am I expecting something when I'm being good to that person? Am I expecting something that I'm not getting, and
yes.
when I don't get it, I feel like I'm cutting a part of myself to provide while the other person does not do the same in return. So this is what could possibly be 100%. A very big reason.
100%.
So one last thing before we 100%. Wrap up, I wanted to ask you, what is the one thing you feel that you would like to tell maybe someone who's listening now is a bully and they're not aware of it?
I really think that if someone is a bully right now and he's like bullying people, I think it'll make a lot of difference, like a big difference, if they actually know what they're causing. You know what I mean? Because I really believe that the people who bullied, any kids who bullied me when I was younger, it was a joke to them. You know what I mean? They were just playing around. To them, I don't think it ever felt like I'm hurting someone or this person is getting hurt. You know what I mean? I don't think they ever thought about what maybe I was going through, what someone who's being bullied could be going through. So basically, I really believe that. Like, if someone is a bully right now, or if somebody is, like, bullying someone, whether it's physically, whether it's emotionally, whether it's by leaving comments on their social media, or, like, saying something bad about their looks or the way they're dressing, I really believe it's just that you have to know that this is because of an insecurity that you have, and it's because of insecurity and because of low self-esteem. So basically, what I want to tell somebody who would be bullying is that your words have power and they have value. What you do to other people, it really matters. I mean, you can say something to someone or do something to someone and they can feel very hurt. They can really hate themselves. They can really go through something bad. Something as little as, for example, talking to someone and being like, oh, you look good today. This really can actually have a really good impact on someone. So it really is about thinking that your words and your actions, they really have power. They really affect other
people. They have
people.
A big and, weight, of course.
You know what I mean? And you need to tap into like the power of words, the power of your actions, and understand that you need to be more accountable and responsible dealing with that, because it really holds something. You know what I mean? Maybe something was said to you at some time, like at a certain time of your life, and it really hurt you and you had to like keep it inside and you felt like it's not relevant or like it's not valid, but it's valid. If something hurt you before, it hurt you because it's valid, and you should accept that because it's a part of you. And it's a part of who you are. And you shouldn't just feel like you're the one, for example, who is exaggerating it or is being too emotional. No, you're not being too emotional. It hurts you because it hurts you.
Validate
and
your
that's
feelings.
Very
that's
valid,
very
you know
important.
What I mean? Yeah.
Thank you. Safe. Like, I can't thank you enough for sharing your true self with us. I believe that someone out there is listening
yeah.
and saying, I've been through the same thing. I maybe bullied someone. I've been bullied, but I could stop this. And you really need to speak to someone. You need to speak. You need to heal from what happened in the past, either by seeking help, a professional help, or talking to your parents. If this happens in school, talk to your teachers. And I do hope that we kind of progress into a world where there is more action taken into how you deal with bullying and not just talk about it with hopes, no, but talk about it from the educational side of how do we heal this from our community.
100%. And I really believe it's about sharing true story. Sorry to try to interrupt you, but like...
No, it's fine.
I spend a lot of time trying to figure out how I can actually get to one person, how I can get my voice to one person and make them look at life differently, make them tap into a mindset where actually life is good and you can actually be happy and you can actually love yourself and so on and so on. So, and actually, by the way, you have something to do with that because it was triggered after I watched your video with Anas Bukesh.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so basically it's not really about sharing advice. It's about sharing my truth. I realized that sharing my truth has much more power than any advice I could ever give. So basically that's why I intend to always like share my truth and always speak up and always like be loud about this, because I really believe it really matters and it's really making a difference. And by the way, like not to stray from this, but Startup, I'm really happy that you did this, because when someone like you, someone with like a huge influence, does that, it really is a first. It really isn't something that we're used to, at least in our culture. And I really believe it empowers a lot of people. When you were talking about the stuff you were talking about, Tara, I really believe there was a 14-year-old girl somewhere in Cairo, a 15-year-old somewhere in Alexandria. And she was like, okay, I've actually been through this. I actually relate to this. I too have been called out for the way I look. And I really believe that this really impacts people and it gives people more power to actually do the same thing, to actually share their truth. I really believe it's something really important, Tara, and I'm really happy it's happening. And I'm really happy there's going to be more of that, really, because you're really setting an example out there.
Thank you. I can't thank you enough.
New person.
Thank you for your beautiful words. And yeah, I agree with you. I've dealt with a lot of bullying growing up, so I'm still working on myself to heal all these like scars everyone has left. And it's taking like a big, big, big effort from me, and it's a work in progress. So I guess just telling your story does really make a difference. And I completely agree with you. Like, I don't have much advice, but maybe through my story, through your story, and through all the other stories, people could relate and people could find that strength in them to not be a bystander, to say no when someone's bullying them, and to actually look inside of them and be like, I don't think this is good that I'm bullying this kid in school or this person in my workplace. Or cyberbullying, which is huge. So I guess maybe just by listening, we might tap into someone's heart and be like, it's not worth it to bully anymore. 100%. I honestly can't express how happy I am with this talk.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really happy to. I'm happy. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on. That's all.
Thanks for tuning into our episode. We hope that our talk has been inspiring, insightful, and educational. Don't forget, subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Wait for our next episode. And let's talk about bullying.